Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show where DC Love and Barbara Grace Reynolds use their gifts of channeling to assist others in getting insight and healing into their lives. And so we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. Barbara, I'm so excited to be here tonight. Today is October the 10th, and it is an amazing day. Today, there is a portal that has opened. We have the 1010 portal today. So I don't know if you felt it, but there's heightened universal energy. There's accelerated creation power, golden opportunities, access to your highest timelines. There are some spiritual downloads, light body activations. There's fast-moving energy boosts. There's abundance is flowing. And whatever, you know, leaves your life, creates space for something absolutely much better. So don't hold on to the old. Let it go, because something new is coming. And you've got to get ready to walk through that brand new reality. I'm so excited. And 1010 is like a supercharged number in itself, and it means you're at a powerful point spiritually as well. So I have to give that message, and I just have to say I'm a spiritual jack of all trades. I do whatever needs to be done, and I'm a small, medium, at large, and I'm going to turn it over to Barbara. Barbara?
Well, thank you, DC.
Thank you.
And I am a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, I have several modalities that I use. My newest one is called Releasing Needs, because I was guided to see that needs hold us back, and you don't actually need anything. So it's releasing needs and the whole concept of needs, which opens you up to the flow of love. And I really love this work. You know, they're always showing me something new. Those of you who've been listening for years have heard me have something new about every year. So it was time, and this is my new thing. And I will be doing that with some of our callers tonight if I'm guided to. And it's a really simple and beautiful process, and I absolutely love it. And it has truly changed my life. So that's all I am going to say about me and what I do. You can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And now it is time for us to work with you. So we will go to our first caller from area code 951. Hello.
Hello. Hey, it's Nathaniel calling.
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Great.
How are you?
Good, yeah. Good. Do you feel the energy of this amazing day?
1010?
Yeah. It truly does feel amazing. So what's on your mind, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm just kind of looking for a new job here and looking for the new life, the portal and everything. So.
Beautiful. Okay.
I got a new computer.
Okay, so as you're saying this, Nathaniel, the first thing I have to tell you is you're more powerful than you know. You're not really connecting with your true power, okay?
Yeah.
You have what it takes to become whatever you want to be and do whatever you want to do, Nathaniel. And like sort of like old patterns from the past that keep getting in the way, okay? And you've got to just, you know, you've got to shed the old, as I said in the message, and make room for the new, Nathaniel, okay? Have you been meditating and connecting with your angels?
Yes.
Okay, because that really is important, Nathaniel, to connect, you know, with the angels. Okay.
Yeah. They're
okay.
So beautiful.
They truly are. They truly are. And as you're saying that, they're giving me a very powerful affirmation for Nathaniel. Okay, let's see, Nathaniel. Connecting with your energy. Okay. Okay, so your beautiful I am affirmation is, I am a person who succeeds in all that I do each day. I think that's beautiful. I am a person who succeeds in all that I do each day. Can you say it with me?
I am a person.
I'm a person. Go ahead.
Who
succeeds
every day.
And all that I do every day. Now, as you said that, how did you feel, Nathaniel?
Good.
Because it felt good to me as well. It felt really, really powerful, Nathaniel. Okay, and as you're saying that, I'm getting you've got to let go, Nathaniel. You've got to relax a little bit more. And you've got to know that God is, he's got this for you. He's in control. You don't have to worry. Okay? And when we, you know, when we say, Nathaniel, let go and let God, it's just when you let go of control, things can happen a lot faster. And the more that you can just be yourself and relax, you're going to see how everything falls, you know, into place for you, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to let go. I remember, like, on the beginning of my journey, that was one of the messages I got continually. And for me, you know, let go, but get out of your own way. That was one of the messages, get out of your own way. And it's a sure, you know, it truly is a great message because as soon as I, you know, did that, things really transformed for me, okay? And as we're connecting today, Nathaniel, you are in a period of transition, okay? And, you know, you are letting go of some of those patterns of the past. And, you know, you're allowing the new to come in, Nathaniel. Okay? And, you know, if you notice one of them, just, you know, you can release those old patterns, you know, and be grateful for them, but allow yourself to step into that beautiful, amazing new energy, Nathaniel. Okay?
All right.
Okay, and as I'm saying that, I'm getting you've got to be just a little bit more grounded, okay? And the more grounded that you can be, the more clarity that you're going to have. Okay? So, you know, let go, let God, and, you know, just allow all the good stuff to come, you know, to come your way. Because when you do and you have trust, you're going to see all the amazing opportunities that are coming to you, Nathaniel. And Ginger's saying, you know, you don't have to be afraid, Nathaniel. You could take it one step at a time. That's all we ask, okay? And she's saying, Nathaniel, you've got to dream big as well because you're not seeing what's ahead of you, and there's so much more that you can have, okay?
Yeah,
but just take it one day at a time and focus like a little bit at a time. Go ahead, Nathaniel.
I was looking at some tarot readings for Taurus, and it said it's really going to get good here. So I'm, you know, just hoping for the best.
Beautiful. And Ginger's saying you just have to believe and be strong and know that you have whatever it takes to get wherever you need to be. And whatever you're wanting, Nathaniel, you can have, okay? Don't be afraid. She's saying it can be yours. And she's saying, Nathaniel, from where I sit, she's looking, she's saying, I see a lot of blessings coming your way. There's going to be so many blessings. Some big, some small, but they're all beautiful, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to let go. You've got to let go, let God, let go of the hesitation, let go of the concerns. This is your time, Nathaniel, okay? And she's showing me the word success written in the clouds, okay?
Excellent.
And as she's showing me that, she's handing you a piece of copper. I don't know if you have any copper, or, you know, pieces of copper jewelry.
I don't have much copper, I don't think, anymore, except for pennies.
Okay,
not even,
because
not even copper
is going to help you. to become a little bit more creative, okay, and not to give up, you know, before, you know, you connect with all that is waiting for you, Nathaniel. And she's saying, you've got to believe, Nathaniel, you are on that path of success, and you have so much potential, okay? So she's saying, just, you know, stay grounded and, you know, keep your emotions in check, Nathaniel, and you're going to see how amazingly well things are going to turn out for you. And I do truly believe that, Nathaniel. Okay? And she's showing me, she's saying, Nathaniel, like not too far off in the distance, she's showing me some kind of a celebration coming your way, okay? And you're going to be celebrating all the good stuff that's coming into your life, Nathaniel. That's what I have. I hope that helped, and it was so nice connecting, Nathaniel.
Nice connecting with you, DC. You're the best.
Thank you.
Okay, Nathaniel. We are going to do some releasing of needs. And like I said, this works very simply. I will state needs that I am guided to state for you. And at the end of it, I will ask you if you are ready to have these transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good. You need to say yes out loud so I can hear it. And then you will take a deep breath as you are releasing these needs. And I will say that some of the needs will be negative issues and some will be positive issues. And that is because you are releasing the energies surrounding these needs. And sometimes we have needs that we consider to be positive, but they have a lot of energies connected with them that actually prevent us from bringing what we need into our lives. And we've all experienced that where you thought, oh, I need a new job, I need a new job, I need a new job, and yet you couldn't get a new job. Well, it was because of the energies of your need. Need makes you hold on, makes you tighten your grip. And as long as your grip is tightened, you're not releasing. You're not letting go. You're not giving yourself the space to receive because you're too caught in the problem. You're not allowing the solution. So all you need to do is listen. Did all that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see what needs they are showing me for you. I need to fix myself. I need to move forward in my life. I need to be successful. I need to hang on to being who I was taught to be. I need to hold on to who I've been in the past. I need to do what pleases others first. I need to be the one that others look up to. I need to move into my power. I need to stop being afraid of my power. I need to be a better person. I need to stop being who I have been. I need to accept my life. I need to accept myself. I need to have God rescue me. I need to find a way to make things work. I need to look out in the world for the answers. I need to accept the answers from within. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. If you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, then simply say yes. Did you say yes?
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And it is done. How does that feel?
Great. Thank you.
You are
welcome.
You're
awesome. Thank you.
All right. So notice what has changed in your life. And let us know, okay?
All right. Have a good day. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, Nathaniel. We'll talk to you later. Okay, we're moving to our next caller from area code 205.
Hi, ladies. Hi, this is Patricia. Thank you both for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, DC. It's been about
a
month since I spoke to you on the other show that you do with the other ladies. So it's very nice to be talking with you again.
Thanks.
Yes, what I wanted to ask about is dreams that I've had, very vivid. I dreamed about, and this is over a three-night span. The first dream was that I birthed the baby, and then I made love to a man, and then I was taking care of a patient of mine, just letting her know before I did anything to her what I was going to do to take care of her. And the last dream I had, the last night, the third night, was I got married. And all the while seeing 111, 1010, 12-12. And so I just want to know what is going on. I feel a change. I feel a lot of change is happening.
Now, one of the numbers you said was 1010, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that number specifically means that you're aligning. You're aligning with success, joy, love, and abundance. And just stay focused. And keep connecting with your angels, okay? So you're definitely hearing those angels with those numbers, okay? And your dream about, you know, having a baby and stuff, that to me would be a metaphor, and it's saying that you're starting a beautiful new phase of your life, okay?
Okay.
Are there any anxieties about, you know, going forward on this beautiful spiritual path?
No, I don't think so. I just want to make sure that the Creator is pleased with me. I always want to please Him and do His will. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing His will. If there's any anxiety, it would be.
You know what? He's very pleased with you, and He wants you to, you know, to just get on that path that really resonates with your soul, okay? And you have a divine team that's supporting and guiding you, you know, at each moment on that beautiful path. You're in alignment to what you're supposed to be doing, okay? And, you know, it's a time of reflection. You know, is there anything that, you know, maybe didn't turn out the way that you wanted to turn out? You know, you can go forward and, you know, get on a different path. But this is, it's sort of, if things didn't, you know, maybe like turn out the way you wanted it to turn out, this is a time sort of to balance the scales, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and it's very powerful. Those numbers that you mentioned are very, very powerful. And you are energetically aligning yourself with your life purpose. And you're a beautiful, bright light in this world, and you're asked to light the way for others as well.
Yes.
Okay, so just keep doing what you're doing. And my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, make a wish, make a really big, big wish, okay? and expect the very best and let go of any fears. And I like to tell people, like, I like to look outside on a beautiful night where you see the stars, pick a star and make a wish, okay?
Okay.
And you have a beautiful, powerful I am statement. I am serving my true life's purpose.
I am serving my true life's purpose.
Yes, and you are serving your true life's purpose. Just feel it. I mean, you've gotten so many different beautiful signs, my goodness. Absolutely beautiful signs. So
yes.
Just stay optimistic. And the angels are saying, you know, you have worked so hard, you've done so much. Now, you know, open your arms wide as well to receiving, because you're going to have all this good coming to you in so many different ways. Okay? When you're thinking, I'm going forward on the path myself, you're not. The angels are always walking with you.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, but I am.
Tears.
You need a little time for R&R for yourself, you know, to just.
Yes.
To take time just for you. Do you feel that?
Yes, I am. I'm doing that somewhat. Things changed for me about a year ago when my daughter lost custody of her children, and I was in the nursing program, and I was working in May 2020, and so she lost custody to the state, and I had to step in while she was about to lose. Well, she actually lost them because I do have custody of them now, so I had to step in and just get the children, and now she's put in the work, and she is, that's the great thing about it. She's about to regain custody at our last court hearing at the end of this month. But it changed my life a lot, and I'm learning how to take time for myself again, because with a 3 and a 6-year-old, there was no time for me.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yes, so.
Yes. Well, you know what? Even if you took like a 15-minute break, or you take a bath at night when they're sleeping, you know?
Yes. Yes. She's actually in the last month August. I want to say August. She's been able to get the children unsupervised. And so now, like today, she has the kids for the weekend, and I have just been around here with the TV off, just enjoying myself. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And you know
what?
My dog Ginger is saying, girlfriend, I just want to tell you, while you have that quiet time, start manifesting what it is that you want in your life. Did you know how amazing you are in the manifesting department?
I am doing it. I'm working on the manifesting, and I do that during quiet time. I always wonder, am I doing that correctly? When I manifest, I concentrate on what it is that I am trying to manifest, and I see it. I vividly see it, and I just focus. But I always wonder, is it working?
Yeah. You know what? You just have to keep believing. You've got to, you know, you've got to say thank you and keep visualizing it and have faith that it's coming your way.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and you could speak it into reality as well. You're doing a great job. You're doing an amazingly great job. You've got to believe in yourself, because you have so much to offer the world. And my dog Ginger's saying, and do you know that you have so many possibilities, you know, unlimited possibilities waiting for you? So you can, you know, you have so much that you could manifest. There's so many things that you can do, okay?
Yes.
And if you're a little confused, you know what, ask your angels. You know, ask them to come in and to give you a clear sign, okay?
Okay.
And the way they give you signs, you know, you might not hear it, you know, audibly, but you may feel like a beautiful, warm sensation. You may read a billboard. You may hear a commercial. You may be in a grocery line and overhear a conversation, find a feather. There's so many different ways that the angels, you know, are going to help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you spoke about getting married, are you looking for love?
Am I looking for a partner?
For love. Because you said
love,
that you wanted about getting married?
I am. Yes, I'm looking. I haven't been in a long-term relationship in almost 4 years, so I've definitely been talking to my angel guys, the creator source, about a partner.
Beautiful.
I'm ready for love. Yes. And every time I think of love, I could feel it literally in my heart. I feel all this warm and joy, and I have so much love, and I'm thinking, okay, this divine partner of mine, he is just going to be love, shower with love when he finds me. So, yes, I'm listening. I'm waiting.
Have you made that list with all,
yes. I
think
made
that
it and wrote it in blue.
Okay. And, and then I tell people, okay, make sure you make the list and make sure that it's a very detailed list. And
very
all the
detailed.
Qualities, all those amazing qualities. But I say, then flip the paper over, and on the other side, what I put as the deal breakers, things maybe that didn't happen the way you would have liked them to in the past, and you don't want to repeat those, okay?
Right, yes.
So, all the deal breakers are going to be on the back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then, make a little room in your life for love and make a little room in your closet. Take out 3 or 4 hangers, push them to the back of the closet, put them in another closet, and make some, make some room in your beautiful space as well, okay? And tell others is, it's like you invited someone over to watch a movie with you, and he's driving around and around and around, and there's not a space to be had anywhere, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you've got to make space in your heart, and you've got to make space in your life, okay? Okay? And just, keep, visualizing and feeling, because like you said, you are this amazing manifester, and, love is one of the areas that you can, in fact, manifest, okay? And Ginger's saying,
okay.
Girlfriend, she's throwing all of these four-leaf clovers all around, and they're all over you, hon. And she's saying, just look. She's saying, very soon, very, very soon, you're going to be so, so lucky in love.
Oh,
and just
does,
be all,
yes.
You've got to have an open mind of communication, because that is truly important in the area of love.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So make sure that, that you're open and, take it slow. She's saying, let this person wine and dine you, okay?
Yes, definitely.
I do feel like, it might start off as a friendship and move into a very beautiful, love connection.
Okay.
Okay. But she's saying, you are romantic, your romantic future looks amazing.
Ah.
So she's
beautiful.
Saying there's nothing to worry about. She's saying, please don't be worried. There's absolutely nothing to be worried about, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and she's just saying it's going to be a beautiful, fulfilling relationship.
Mm.
That's what she's showing me. So she's never been wrong. So I do believe that make sure that you're ready for love, and love yourself first. Buy yourself maybe a scented candle, do something nice for you. If you, get your hair done, your nails done, maybe buy a new outfit, whatever it is that makes you feel, special. Okay.
Okay.
So I just can't wait till you call back and, tell us about all this good stuff. Because Ginger's single. How exciting. She's saying love is really close. And she's saying it's going to be the real deal.
Yes.
And when I said, get outside, hon, and like make a wish, under the stars, find one star that's yours. And she's saying when you're done doing that, go in the bathroom and look at the stars in your eyes. She's saying, oh, my goodness, it's going to be fantastic. So I'm excited. I really do feel, it's not going to be too far off, but you've got to keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Like you said, some people work so much and then they want love. They're not making any, time in their life, okay?
Okay.
So if if you're focused on one area of your life, you're putting obstacles in the other areas, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to make sure you make time for love as well. Okay, and she's saying, you know what, don't get scared, don't get upset, because as you know, there's always a spiritual solution to everything. So ask the angels to come in and help you in that, you know, in that area. They want to help you in whatever it is that you are wanting. And love is one of them, okay? So I'm excited you have to call back when, you know, this beautiful relation manifests, okay?
I sure will. Yes. Thank you so
much.
Okay,
I'm going to turn you over to Barb. Thank you, hon, for calling in.
Thank you.
To speak with you.
I love you.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Okay. They gave me a list of needs that you need to let go of. So these are things that are actually getting in your way. And once you let go of them, then it opens you up so much and allows you to move forward in your life. And they want me to make sure that you understand that everything starts within you, not outside of you, but from the inside of you. And it moves from the inside out. So when you are doing the work of manifesting, make sure you are doing it with the knowing that it is starting within you. And then once you have requested whatever it is and visualized it, you let it go. And you let that beautiful energy from within you create it. So you don't hang on. You don't worry about it. You don't, you know, set up several times a day when you have to focus again. You don't need to do that.
Okay.
You decide what it is you truly desire. And you have to be willing to allow it to come into your life. And then you let it go. Things are really so much simpler than we realize.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am going to read your list of needs, and at the end I will ask you to say yes, and you say yes out loud, and that's kind of the completion of your acceptance of this change.
Okay.
So just listen now.
Okay.
I need to please God. I need to do God's will. I need to be in alignment with God. I need to be what God wills. I need to be open to creating from within. I need to open to complete self-love. I need to know that I am worth it. I need to serve my true life's purpose. I need to relax and allow myself to receive. I need to deserve a beautiful life. I need to save others. I need to love myself. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. And if you are ready now to have these needs transmuted, transformed in whatever way is for your highest good, then say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And it is done. How does that feel?
I don't know why lately I've been so emotional, but I just seem to cry a lot lately. But it's always tears of joy, and it's always when I'm thinking about the Lord. So I'm crying, but I'm ready to let go and say thank you. I don't know why I'm just so emotional, but I am very grateful.
It's okay. Sometimes we're emotional because of old beliefs that are coming up to be released. in which case your crying is part of your releasing. And there's nothing you need to do. If you need to cry, cry. Don't stop yourself from letting things go. Don't think that you have to do something about it, because you don't. Your body naturally makes the corrections that need to be made. And I'm getting a message for you from God, and this is what God is saying. I want you to understand that I am within you, that we are always together, that there is never a time when I turn my back on you. I would never do that. I experience your life through you. So what you live is what I feel. And there's nothing that you can do wrong. There's nothing you can do that would ever make me angry with you or want to disconnect from you in every way. That's not possible, because your whole being is created with energy from me. So we are one. And the love I have for you is the greatest love there is. So do not spend your time worrying about, am I pleasing God? Of course you are pleasing me. You are the only one who is presenting me with the experiences that you are having. You are a unique individualization of me. And I value you. And I love you. And I am always on your side. So do not ever for a moment doubt that you are good enough, because you are me. We are one. We are love. We are eternal. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Just let yourself feel
that love, because that is the love that God has for you, and it's always there, always.
And he is always there. He is always, my whole life. He is always, always.
Yeah. Always, through all eternity.
Yes. Many times that I can remember through the thick, the bad, the good, and the ugly. He has always been here, my strength, carrying me through. It's just been such a beautiful journey, and I wouldn't be here in this place, in this space that I'm in, had it not been for the lessons and the walk. I'm truly grateful. I'm so grateful.
And God is grateful for you.
Feel very good. And I know most of the tears are of joy, of the change, the shift that I feel, the more closer to him that I feel. I noticed to be true. I step outside most times, and it's just a different feel. It's so much beautiful. The air and everything is so much more than we seem to take granted, not even acknowledge. And these simple things are so much more beautiful to me. And that's how I know there's a change. It's a beautiful change. I'm so ready. I'm October. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
I love you
both. Spending time, you know, connecting with God through meditation or prayer or whatever method you use. Let yourself move into the oneness, the unity with God. So there is no separation ever, because there isn't any. And be one with that beautiful, loving energy, because that is there for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You
and let
so
us know how things go.
I sure will. I'm going to call you ladies back and tell you.
Okay.
Many blessings to you both. And continue to stay safe. Thank you again.
All right. We love you. Love yourself.
Love you
and
both.
Enjoy your life.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Okay. Well, now I feel perfectly wonderful. I don't need any more of the show, DC, so can we just stop now?
All right.
All right. We'll keep going. Our next caller is from area code. Okay, I should put my glasses on so I can see. 551.
Yeah, hi. I'm Jennifer from New Jersey calling.
Hi, Jennifer.
Can you tell me if you see a move coming my way? I was thinking about relocating. I don't know if that's a wise choice right now.
What
are
you
picking up on that?
Jennifer from New Jersey, this is DC, and my dog Ginger is laughing because she was whispering in my ear, move. As
she says to move?
You were coming
on.
She sees a move, she's saying. So definitely. But you've got to believe in yourself and have faith. You know, there's a little bit of, you know, I feel like some kind of apprehension with the move.
Yeah.
Okay. And just believe, you know, I do feel, you know, this is the time to move. I really do.
Do you see when it's going to happen? Is it pretty soon or a little bit down the road, you'd say?
Well, it has, you know, some of it has to do with you too. So the way you believe in everything, and when I, you know, when I bring Barbara on, she's going to have you say some statements to release that.
Okay.
No, it's good. You're okay. You called in. You're supposed to call in. So I don't, you know, I don't have a time frame as we are connecting. But Ginger is saying, don't worry about it. Just, you know, visualize what you are wanting. And, you know, I was hearing the word time, and I didn't know what she was talking about, but you've got to release this thing with time, too, like this earthly time.
I understand.
Yeah, don't worry about it, okay?
Yeah.
Just, you know, release it and allow is what I'm getting, okay? And you've got to stay in the present moment, okay, hon? Stay in the here, stay in the now, and, you know, you don't want to go too far into the future because you're going to miss what's happening right now, okay?
Okay.
So just enjoy each day. You know, there's blessings in each day, and just, you know.
I just feel ready to get moving. I don't have time for thinking about today. I want to get going.
Well, you can't get too far into the future. That's the same thing. Like, you have to watch. You are going to move, but that's the first thing that I heard.
Okay.
Was,
so I'll just
accept
that it's
going
to happen sooner or later. Yeah.
So it's going to happen, okay?
Yeah.
And I am feeling like things are shifting for you as well. Okay?
What kind of things are shifting?
I feel like, you know, good things are starting to happen for you. So just welcome them, okay?
Okay, all right.
And just, you know, allow your divine team to come in and bring you the wisdom and the confidence so that you can go forward with the right energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like you have the power to help other people, you know?
Yeah.
You know, to really take care of things and take charge of their life, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you've got a lot, you know, going forward. I do feel it's going to be really, really wonderful, the move, okay? And Ginger saying, you know, just stay optimistic. She sees, you know, your dreams materializing, and she's saying they're going to happen sooner than later, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, stay happy, she's saying. And, you know, make the most of each day. You've got to make the most of life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's something about the past. She's saying, you know, about releasing the past. Okay, so.
What kind of
past? Excuse me?
Like regarding people? Relationships or something?
She's saying releasing the past is what I was getting, you know, and connect with your joy.
Okay.
I do, like I said, I feel that movement very powerfully. And I do feel like this is like a necessary move. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever kind of energy was not moving for you, you know, it was just like maybe stagnant, it's going to go forward.
Okay.
Is there a relationship that's not like moving the way you wanted it to move?
No, I'm just was wondering if you meant like past. Like I have some people that you know, I think are like in my life that I want to let up room and get rid of them because I don't think they're so great anymore.
Okay, well, as I was giving messages at the beginning, you know, of the show, this is time like of that forward movement, and the people you know that are not helping you to serve your highest and best, you know, they're going to be falling away so that, you know, people that have your energy will connect.
Okay, I understand.
You know, so just, you know, just allow. But I am getting Ginger saying, you know, she likes to talk about love. At some point, there is going to be someone that's going to connect with you that's really going to be someone that you're going to enjoy connecting with. It's going to be really positive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it could develop.
Really? Where am I supposed to meet this person from?
I'm not getting that far ahead because what I'm getting right now, there's still some kind of energy within you from a past relationship.
Okay.
Okay, and we want to get rid of that so that you can have that beautiful relationship.
Okay, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I want to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and she's help you, and it's going to be wonderful, hon. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jennifer.
Hello.
Time for your need statements.
Oh, no. Okay.
They gave me several for you, so we will do this. And so you just need to listen.
I'm ready.
To move through you. Okay. All right. I need to believe in myself. I need to accept my power to create. I need to clear my ability to create. I need to let go of time. I need to live my life in the now. I need to move. I need to move now. I need to open up to the flow of love. I need to accept divine support. I need to know that I am connected to God. I need to allow my life to evolve. I need to release all of my past. I need to connect with the joy within. I need to release my lower energy relationships. I need to take back my own power. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go now. And if you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, and just say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice, deep, deep breath. And it is done. Oh, your energy feels so much better. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's better.
It's like everything is now nice and smooth, and you can just go with the flow.
Yeah.
And so you
I don't need to put any blockages and cause myself problems.
No, there's no need to block anything.
Yeah, we don't need that.
The flow that you're in is the flow of love. And you
right.
don't ever need to block love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are going to be some changes in your life, so just
okay.
notice what's different.
Okay. Thank you.
And are you planning to move to Florida?
I used to want to do that, but I don't. Why? Do you see that happening?
Well, Florida just suddenly popped into my mind. And so I was wondering if that was really
in the past
wanted
I wanted to, but I'm not sure set on that at this moment. No, I can't say I want to do that now.
Okay. All right. Well, just be open
okay.
to what comes to
I
you.
I will. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You for calling. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we are now going to the caller from area code 205. Hi, who's this?
Well, you ladies already talked to me.
Oh, you're right, Patricia, we did.
Yes.
There's how much attention I'm paying to the list that I keep. Okay. I am going to mute
Thanks.
You again, and we will go to area code 216.
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hello, both of you. This is Sharon from Ohio. Happy Sunday.
Hello, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Hello.
Happy Sunday to you, too.
It did feel like a good day today, by the way.
They're
DC,
saying big
was,
things are coming
good.
Into your life.
Yeah, it was a good day today. Anything you're picking up, DC, how's that?
Oh, beautiful. Well, you know what? You said it felt like a good day. I feel like this is a time of transition for you.
Yeah,
and beautiful.
I know what you're talking about. Go on.
Yeah, no, it feels really, really beautiful. And I see the angels with you, Sharon. Okay, they're with you. And Ginger, since she was, you know, she had a little bit of a bumpy ride, but now it's going to be a lot smoother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it keeps
getting smoother and smoother every day.
It does.
I'll just let you talk.
Yes, yes. Now, I know several times I had mentioned your job, you loved your job and everything, okay? But I'm getting just keep your eyes open. Ginger's saying, you know, because there's going to be, like, another opportunity anyway coming. It's just, like, right around the corner, she's saying.
Okay.
So she wants you to keep your eyes open.
Could
okay.
we be in the same company, too? I know. I know I get it. Around the corner after January, I can go move
okay.
to another department. But I will be open. How's that? Okay.
Yeah, no, that sounds wonderful. How's your little fur baby doing? How's Olive?
I was going to ask you a question and see what – Ginger, what the first response she gets, should I do grain-free dog food?
I would try it. I do feel like possibly Ginger was saying whatever she's eating makes her feel a little sluggish.
I think I need to get her something for sensitive stomach. I'm going to switch it. Something for sensitive stomach. I know.
Okay, because I do feel like something, whatever it is making her feel sluggish.
Okay.
Yeah, because she was showing me her little face, you know, and I was like, okay. Okay. With the sensitive stomach, I'm also getting, like, with the sensitive stomach, you know, like, you've got to watch, like, the fat content.
Bought the new diet. Yeah, dog food is being delivered tomorrow. I'm going to try her on something else. I just want her to be happy. And let me tell you something. I won't tell you the name I'm feeding, but I'm feeding her a very expensive. It was recommended by the vet. I'm not saying vets are wrong, but they don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's
no.
what they like. I mean, it's an expensive. I'm going to use my own brain and think is best.
You're very intuitive.
I know.
And, you know, I would just go with what you're feeling. Okay, that's what I'm getting. You know, go with what you're feeling.
Okay.
Do you give her like
a
little bit of just like plain coconut water?
Okay.
Not with the sugar added or anything. It's just coconut water,
plain
not
coconut,
a lot.
Yeah.
Just a little bit because I'm getting like I sort of feel like her stomach feels warm and the coconut water is very cooling.
Okay.
But just like I said, don't make too many changes at once.
I know. Oh, I won't. I only bought a trial bag, a little bag.
A little with her, because you just don't want to. I mean, it's hard on them when we start, like, changing things, but just take it slowly. Okay?
I think go on.
Yeah, I do feel like she's going to do well, you know, but I just felt like something that she was eating, like, just made her feel like, like I said, the word I keep getting is, like, sluggish, you know?
Okay.
So it could be,
I mean,
like, if you eat pasta, you know, I'm thinking, great, like, if I eat pasta, I get sluggish, I get tired.
Interesting. I think the brand that my vet recommended is a great brand. I think I should switch what type. I think I should try the sensitive stomach because I believe in the brand. She never had the, I know. But anyhow, okay. But other than
that's
comfort. Okay.
Try that and see what happens.
I know.
Yeah, and like just a little teeny bit of, like I said, like coconut water, but plain coconut water.
Okay.
You know,
just a little. I know what you mean.
Do you ever give her like a teeny little bit also of the Greek yogurt, the organic Greek yogurt?
Yeah, I tried yogurt on her.
Yeah,
because
yogurt
took away all the food.
It's good for their stomach.
Non-fat.
No. Yogurt's really good for the stomach.
Okay.
And I think, too, you know, what, like we mentioned before, like the stress of separation has caused, like, some of the issues, you know?
I know.
Do you give her a little bit of CBD oil?
Yes, I have pills I give her. They're liquid, so I break them up. I only put one a day or one every other day, yes.
Okay, because that, you know, that might help as well. But those, like you said, I think it's just, you know, the separation anxiety, you know, creates a lot of the stomach issues.
You're right. But I'm going to try a new brand tomorrow and see if that helps.
Yeah.
Someone suggested
it. Yeah, take it slow.
No.
And, you know, I feel like she's, you know, she's on a good path. She's on a really, really good path. I do feel that, you know. But I do feel like, you know, that whatever it was like that was in her was making her like, you know, I felt heavy and like, you know, she wasn't herself, you know.
All right.
But
thank you.
I think you're doing, you know, you're doing a great job with her. I really feel that. Okay.
Oh, I love her. Oh, my God. I just bought her another dog bed. It's amazing what we do with our fur babies. I mean, you wouldn't think you wouldn't be
happy.
I know.
Yeah. And Ginger's just saying her physical body is going to get better, you know. She's healing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
Sharon. So,
you.
Yeah, just, you know, keep talking to her, doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. You're doing absolutely a great job.
She's a little love bug. I know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else about changes or work other than you see an opportunity around the corner?
Yeah, that was the first thing that Ginger was showing me. She's saying an opportunity around the corner. So that's really funny.
If the woman with the letter J, if she's leaving.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
getting, Ginger's talking about you, going to be transformation for you as well, hon.
Okay.
And you just, you know, think about what it is you're wanting. I'm getting you're going to have the clarity. And you're moving forward, like in some direction in your life, you know?
I am. Oh, absolutely.
Have you been having, like, a lot of past memories or dreams or something?
Yes.
I'm hearing
yes.
memory lane.
Yes. Absolutely, yes. I can't believe you said that. Uh-huh. Old friends
okay.
I've been dreaming about. It's weird.
Yeah.
I know. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've been shown. But Ginger's saying, you know what, just, you know, this is your time to go forward and, you know, to live those dreams, you know. You're the creator of your life, and you can create whatever it is that you want, okay? And
okay.
Please believe in yourself. I, you know, You're more powerful than you know is what Ginger's saying. Okay, so
okay.
Just sure and believe in yourself. Okay, and she's pointing to an I am affirmation. I am a radiant being who finds purpose, passion, and hope within myself.
I agree.
Yeah,
I
and
am.
She just wants you to just, you know, believe in yourself, and there's going to be so many opportunities coming. Okay, so let me see. Okay. Yeah, I do feel like you said, you know, you're almost there. She's saying she's not quite there yet, I guess, you know, because it's right around the corner, but you're almost there. So you're going
okay.
to see, you know, what you are wanting. Things are going to start manifesting. There's going to be rewards. There's going to be progress. And to really think things through carefully before you make, like, moves, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I do feel like, you know, there's going to be amazing, you know, amazing outcomes for, you know, all the things that are, you know, ahead of you, okay? And Ginger, she's just giving you the victory sign, Sharon. And she's saying, you know, what you are thinking about, what you're wanting, you know, is going to manifest. Okay? Just please
okay.
don't worry. Because, you know, the worry that you have is just an illusion, okay?
I know.
Sometimes you worry a little bit too much, Sharon.
I know.
And stress, you know, is not helpful. She's saying stress is not going to help you.
Okay.
So just keep going forward and believing in yourself. I mean, you've come so far since, you know, we've connected with you.
I know, DC. I'm sure
you
know that, too.
You don't get worried like you used to. You're doing a great job. I'm really proud of you. But Ginger's saying, just remember, you don't need to have approval from anybody, okay?
Thank you. I know.
You know, you need their approval. And I'm getting, you know, you don't realize like how much people do really respect you and the amazing job that you do. Okay, so
okay.
you might not hear it, but they do. You know, they do respect you for your work and how much you're doing. I'm seeing a rainbow. Have you seen rainbows like over the last couple of weeks?
No, I have not.
Okay, because maybe you're going to see one then.
I know. I don't think I've ever seen a rainbow, to tell you the
truth.
Wow,
okay.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Is your dad in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like he's connecting with you, and that's where the rainbow comes from. Okay. Yeah, I feel like, you know, you may be, you know, going to see a rainbow. Do you see like little, like sort of like little shadows or things out of the corner of your eyes?
What my dad brings me, I will believe this in my heart till I die. Whenever I'm thinking about something or stressed out, I'll be walking with my dog and out of the blue, I see a big, huge gray feather. I mean, not
yeah,
the little
yeah.
ones, the kind that
yep.
stand out. That's happened to me
yep.
four times. And the first time it was outside my door. So I
Beautiful.
Think they're from him.
Beautiful. Is there a certain smell as well? Like, did he wear something that, or just, you know, something that reminds you of him?
Old Spice. That's what my dad
Okay, yeah. Because my father wore Old Spice as well. Yep.
I know. That's the age. That was the era. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so he's stepping back. Is there maybe a friend or friends in spirit that may be like in and around the same age as you?
Yes, there are a couple.
Okay,
yeah, there. A couple years younger. Yeah.
Together for you. And they're always around you as well. And they want to help you. Okay.
Okay.
I'm seeing like the two women that are coming forward. Okay. Is there a certain kind of music that you guys used to listen to or something? Because I'm hearing Turn on the Music.
Oh, my gosh. Every time, that's so funny that you said that. When he was in the hospital before he died, there's a song that I would listen to driving up there, and every time I hear it, it reminds me. These past 2 days this weekend, I had a 4-day weekend. I took a vacation day. I've been listening to that song while I've been walking Olive. It just reminds me of my dad. I don't know why. It just does.
Okay, and he's like wiping a little tear from your, he was wiping like a little tear from your eye.
I know. I'm going to start crying. Oh, my gosh. It just reminds me of him. And another album I've been listening to that he loved and my mom liked it. It's A Star Is Born with Barbra Streisand. I listened to the album when I walked because my dad loved it. She liked Barbra Streisand. It reminds me of my dad. It's so weird. And I like that kind of music when I walk. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
But the one that I've been listening to lately, it was just when I was going back and forth to the hospital. It put tears in my, it reminds me of my dad.
Okay, yeah.
It's an old song.
Yeah, he was just waiting like, yeah, as you were listening. But that's what I have for you for this evening, Sharon.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you called in. And your dad is glad and your friends, they're glad as well.
Thank you for the messages. They were wonderful.
Okay, well, hold on. You're not done yet, okay?
I know. Thanks.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay, Sharon, you ready to have some fun?
I know. Go on.
Okay, just listen and allow yourself to feel whatever you feel. And when I ask you to say yes, say yes. Okay. I need to clear. I need to accept.
Yes. Yes.
I need to be open to the beauty of me. I
yes.
need to trust my instincts.
Yes.
I need to be open to my own power.
Yes.
I need to trust my connection to source. I need
yes.
to see the truth of me. I
yes.
need to let my light shine brightly.
Yes.
I need to focus on myself. I
yes.
need to know that I can do it.
Yes.
I need to be there now.
Yes.
I need to know that I am loved by God.
Yes.
I need to let
I know
go.
I am. Go on.
I need to
yes.
let go.
Yes.
I need to let go.
Yes.
And now one more yes. If you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, then say yes again.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And I'm hearing the song. What is the name of the song? Okay, the song is This Little Light of Mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
They played that in high school. That was our song in high school. That's so funny. Yeah. That's an oldie too.
It is. But that's what I'm hearing for you. So let
you.
Your light shine.
Thank you so much.
And they're showing that there was a time, this was a few years ago, when you were always trying to cover your light up.
I know.
And now you are much more willing to allow people to see your light. And that regularly attracts people to you because it's a part of your essence, your soul coming out to the world. And they are telling me something great is coming into your life. I don't know exactly what it is, but it must be something you've asked for.
Thank you.
So let us know when it gets here so we can help you say, yay!
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you.
Bye, both of you. Bye-bye. Have a nice evening.
You too, Sharon.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 850. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering, I'm looking for a new job. I was wondering
okay.
if you see anything.
Sure. Okay. Tap into your energy for a second, Sheila. Okay. Okay. So Ginger is saying, you know, as you're looking for a new job, you're also, you know, there's like a concern about money, Sheila, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to release that connection of energy to money. When you feel it like a new job, you talk about a new job because, you know, focusing on the money is sort of like almost, you know, like putting up like a little gate between you and that new job, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, focus on, you know, when you look for that new job, focus on doing something that you love, okay?
All right.
When you do that, you know, the money is just going to come in, okay?
Okay.
So but only what you're wanting, okay? And
mm-hmm.
don't pick something based on, you know, well, this job may be a little bit better because I might make maybe $10 more paycheck or something. So just don't do that. Just really focus on what it is that you're wanting, okay? What it is that you're desiring, Sheila, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And do that, you're going to see that things, you know, happen a lot quicker. And Ginger's giving you a brand new jacket. She's saying, Sheila, put it on. Okay, so you're putting on this jacket, right? And you're looking, Ginger,
mm-hmm.
this is like an unusual jacket. And she's laughing, and you're saying to Ginger, I've never seen a jacket with like 100 pockets, Ginger. Okay? And Sheila, this is your angel jacket. And you're putting this on, and the angels are putting money in all those pockets. And you have 100 pockets.
Oh, my
in
goodness.
That. So she's saying, Sheila, I know it's a crazy looking jacket, but that's your money jacket. So envision yourself putting
awesome.
On that money jacket, and the angels are helping you, okay?
Okay.
So please just, you know, stay optimistic about things. Things are going to work out fine. You've got to, you know, you've got to think about positive things and realize that, you know, you are the creator of your life, and you have an unusually amazing way to manifest things, Sheila, okay? And
okay.
Ginger's saying, dream bigger. Dream bigger, Sheila, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so just keep going, but dream big, she's saying. My goodness. Okay. And she's saying, you know, think about what you want, talk about what you want, and, you know, you could visualize what you want, and just, you know, feel it like it's already here, and, you know, tell the angels, you know, say, thank you, angels, for helping me to get this amazing job. I'm getting, as we're connecting, Sheila, I don't know if you've been doing things creatively lately, but this is an amazing time for you. And Ginger's saying, look inside her head, Mom. She's got so many new ideas in there.
That's so true.
Okay, there's going to be so many opportunities coming your way. Oh, my goodness, Sheila. And you might discover, you know, different things that you didn't even think about, okay? So
okay.
as you left, I felt stress and anxiety just like melt away, okay?
Okay.
Stay positive and know that you're in the flow of everything. And she's saying, Sheila, envision yourself with that beautiful jacket on with 100 pockets, okay? And
okay.
you're sitting there, you're standing there, she's saying, you are filled with abundance. Look inside those pockets, okay?
All right.
It's a time to just go forward and, you know, create the life of your dreams, creating the life that you truly deserve. Okay? And allow your angels to come in and help inspire and guide you as well, Sheila.
Okay.
Okay? And just, you know, connect with your heart, connect with your soul, and, you know, let them motivate you and let go of the stress.
Okay?
She's writing something in the clouds, and I'm saying, Ginger, what is it you're writing? And she's saying, look at the word, Mom. And she's writing the word success for you, Sheila, for today. She's saying, Sheila, You deserve it, okay? You deserve
okay.
it. And,
thank
you know,
you.
It's within your reach, okay? And focus
okay.
on you doing something you love and having the freedom, you know, to work when you want to work and really having time for you, okay, to maybe
okay.
take a class or just, you know, do things that you want to do, okay? And she's also
okay.
showing me, you know, that a beautiful relationship is coming your way as well.
Oh, good.
Okay, so you have so much to offer the world, Sheila. Okay?
Okay.
And just, you've got to realize, you know, how important you are and the light that you have, you know, is there to share with others as well, Sheila. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to start seeing yourself, you know, in a different light, she's saying. You really do. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And she's saying, you know, here's your powerful I am affirmation. I am surrounded by fulfilling opportunities each day. So every day
okay.
there's going to be so many opportunities for you, Sheila.
Oh, wonderful.
It's going to be absolutely amazing. So it's time I'm saying, Ginger, what are you doing? She's saying, I'm inside Sheila's head, and I'm clearing away the past. And
oh,
make
thank you.
Room for an amazing future.
Oh,
okay,
that's
and I'm
wonderful.
Saying, what is that that you're moving? She's saying, Mom, right there, I'm moving her past limitations.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
And then she's saying, now we're clearing out some emotional wounds. She's saying, you know, Sheila's been doing a great job. She's clearing her physical space, but I'm going inside and I'm helping her as well. Whatever type of her or support her, we're going to get rid of Mom, okay?
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
so
it.
So even, she's saying, Sheila, even as you're taking a shower, you know, envision that you're cleansing your energy each day, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying that's going to help you as well. Okay. Okay, what is she showing me? Okay, so she's saying, Sheila, you know what? This is your time. Your dreams are, you know, close to manifesting.
Oh, great.
So make sure that you're thinking about only what you're wanting, not what you're not wanting, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and, okay, what is she showing me? She threw something up in the air. Okay. She's asking you to just, you know, as you're creating, stay calm and be in a state of peace, okay?
Okay.
And do things, you know, with love. Do things with compassion, she's saying, Sheila. And she's saying, girlfriend, think outside the box.
Okay.
She's given me a beautiful, beautiful color palette and a paintbrush. She's saying, you know, connect with those artistic talents. And she's also handing me a notebook and a pen, and she's saying, Sheila, have you started writing yet?
Oh, I was thinking about that today.
Okay, well, she's saying
it's writing.
Time, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
So, and she's saying, Sheila, you deserve, you know, a job where you can really, you know, be you and, you know, be loved for the amazing leader that you are. She sees how you help others, and she's saying you deserve, you know, to really have the job where you feel, you know, you feel comfortable and, you know, you're doing your job and everybody just appreciates you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. And she's saying, you know, see, you know, all these crazy situations, you know, at work as, you know, a blessing in disguise because it's helping you to be where you were meant to be, okay? It's an experience
okay.
that helps you to go forward and stay focused on, you know, what you're, you know, truly deserving of, okay?
Okay.
So that's what we have for you, Sheila. And Ginger saying thank you so much for calling in. She's so happy to connect with you tonight.
Oh, thank you, Ginger.
I am too. Yeah, and we're just,
thank
we're
you,
so
Ginger.
Happy. And Ginger saying, Sheila, you know, let go of those old plans. Okay, maybe if you try to be a little bit more spontaneous and just have confidence and allow your soul to guide you, you're going to see that things, you know, happen so much more easily, okay?
Okay.
So just let go and enjoy. Try to be a little bit more spontaneous. And she's handing you a big, big bag of four-leaf clovers, and she's saying, Sheila, these are for you. They're for luck because there's so much luck around you, okay? And
okay.
It'll remind you, you know, that how lucky you are. So she's giving you a big bag of four-leaf clovers.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Sheila, God bless, and thank you for calling in tonight, hon.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sheila, are you ready to let go of your needs?
I'm ready to let go of something.
Okay, just listen to what I say and say yes when I ask you the question.
Okay.
Here we go. I need to let my old job go. I need to trust that I am supported by God. I need to know that everything is possible. I need to know that I deserve abundance. I need to see the flow of love. I need to allow myself to create. I need to be open to the changes that I create. I need to allow myself to see what is for my highest good. I need to stress. I need to be afraid. I need freedom to be myself. I need to love myself. I need to open my eyes. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. And if you are ready now to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And it is done. How do you feel?
Oh, good.
Great.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I'm seeing opportunities are coming up for you, so pay attention. And
okay.
Notice what they bring to you, because your team is working with you to provide whatever you desire. So let yourself see what they're bringing to you.
Okay, my eyes are wide open.
Good. All right, well, enjoy yourself.
Okay, thank you so much, Barbara. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Sheila. And let us know how it goes.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Okay. And we are moving on to area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Barbara and DC, this is Tim from New York. How you guys doing?
Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tim. It's been ages. We're doing good. How are you?
I can't complain at all. I think I'm doing well as well. It's great to talk
Beautiful.
To you guys again.
So, Tim, they're telling me that you are ready to dance among the stars. What are you up to?
I wouldn't say that I'm up to anything specifically, except that I've been trying to be consistent. I've been saying, you know, little mantras throughout the day, trying to keep the negative self-talk at bay, and it feels like it's working, so I've been feeling lighter per se, you know, so I feel like that's a good thing, and I just feel like good things are coming.
Okay.
Beautiful.
DC is getting.
Yes, Tim, you're doing a great job. Ginger is saying, you know, it's always great when we take some time, you know, to feel lighter like that and to just breathe. And she's saying, and make sure that you use your magic to create miracles, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I am. Okay. What is she showing me? Okay, there's something within you that's waiting to, like, to surface. So, you know, taking time to just, you know, maybe to just to sit in quiet and, you know, and connect with your soul is what I'm getting. Do you do that, Tim?
Yes, I do that. Weather's changing in my city, but I'm walking through the park, Central Park, just being around, you know, grass, trees, and that's been good for me. That's what I've been doing lately.
Yeah, that's awesome because, you know, again, breathing and, you know, walking and relaxing. I mean, I just feel like that is such a beautiful, calming, grounding meditation. Okay? And Ginger's saying you have, you know, everything that you need to create what you're wanting, Tim. You're an amazing creator. Okay? And I do feel like when we're outside walking like that, to me it feels more powerful.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, you're connected with the universe. You're connected with God. I just feel like it's just, like, totally amazing, Tim. Okay? And I am feeling that you're getting closer to what it is that you are wanting. Okay? And Ginger's saying, you know, she's saying, wow, he's got such power within him. You're more powerful than you know, Tim. Okay? So she's just saying he's got to realize how amazingly powerful he truly is. Okay. Okay, so she's giving me an I am affirmation. I am a radiant being who finds purpose, passion, and hope within myself. And everything that you need is within you, okay? But she's saying that the answer to any question is always love, Tim, okay? So it's love, it's, you know, divine love, it's healing love, it's pure love. I feel like there's something that needs to be healed at this. Okay, so I don't know if, you know, if that resonates with you, but I feel like there's some kind of a, you know, there's something, a situation of some kind. Okay, and it's, you know, I feel like whatever the situation is, it's down deep. And what I want to do is I want to turn you over to Barbara because I really, you know, want her to help you to release whatever it is, okay?
Okay.
God bless, Tim. It was great connecting.
Thank you much.
Okay. All right. We are going to do some needs releasing, and they gave me a bunch of needs that you need to let go of. So just listen to what I say, and then when I ask the question, say yes. Okay, here we go. Okay. I need to release the need for negative self-talk. I need to use my power to create my life. I need to know that I deserve more. I need to always focus on me. I need to be of service. I need to release everything from the past. I need to know that I am already phenomenal. I need to embrace my power and my love. I need to allow myself to live my truth. I need to have the complete freedom to be me. I need to be open to love. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. And if you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And so I keep seeing this image of you and you're dancing among the stars. Are you doing something now that's allowing you to truly get out there and be you?
Not exactly yet, but I'm going to figure that part out. That's what I'm working on.
Because I just keep seeing you doing it. So I guess that's coming up soon.
That's excellent news.
And it may be something that you were not expecting, because they seldom do what we expect them to do. So just be open to seeing whatever it is and let go of your expectations.
Gotcha. Okay, I got it. Thank you so very much. It's great talking to you guys.
It was great talking to you, too. And let us know.
Indeed.
So we can watch
you
and see you dancing among the stars.
She got it. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Okay. Bye-bye, Tim. All right. Now we are going to go to the caller from area code 914.
Hi, beautiful ladies. It's Kat. How are you?
Wonderful, Kat. How are you?
Good, thank God. Good, good. I am happy and grateful to know you both and to be speaking with you.
So no, thank you.
Yes.
So what's going on, Kat?
I'm just calling to see if you have any messages, maybe regarding work for me.
Okay. Okay, the first message that I'm getting is from your dad, and he's saying all is well.
Oh, yay.
That you're seeking to make sure you have a sense of security in your life, Kat, okay?
Yeah.
So he's just saying all is well, okay? He's just seeing the word success around you, okay? And he's showing me you walking outside in the sunshine, and you're smelling sunflowers.
Aww.
Maybe when you were a little girl, because the sunflowers are taller than you are. So
yeah.
He's showing me, you know, you as a little girl. And I am getting, you know, success. Your dreams are coming true, Kat.
Woohoo.
Okay.
In my backyard when I was a little girl.
Yeah, I just see the sunflowers, and you were trying. Yeah, you were little, and they're beautiful, and you're just like, you're looking at these beautiful sunflowers, and your dad is saying, you know, connect with your power, Kat. You are more powerful than you know. You're not connecting with your power, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's saying, you know, you've been getting answers from the pendulum. Trust the answers you're getting.
Oh, awesome. Is that him? Is that him that moved it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's what he was saying. He's showing me you playing with the pendulum and asking questions, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He's saying, I don't know if you're trying to connect with some people, but he's saying there's going to be, you know, there's more than one prospective person or a job. I don't know if it's a person or a job, but there's more than one, he's saying.
Wow.
So I don't know. And he's saying there's going to be you have a lot of growth ahead of you, but you've got to start seeing past the illusion, Kat.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so, you know, we've connected a few times. You know, you've called in, and Barbara and I have connected with you, and you've asked about, like, certain people and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting is we've got to clear the energy from past relationships. You know, it might have been maybe people that you worked with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like there were some people in your past, the energy wasn't the best. And that the energy, it's like your dad is showing me like them as a weed. And the weed is like really, really rooted into the earth, okay? Okay, so that sort of creates like almost like a disruption with the good relationships, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And your daddy's saying he doesn't want you to be dependent on others. You have the leadership, you know, qualities. You possess everything you need. Okay?
Yeah.
He sees me, he shows me you going forward. He's showing me that, and you are headed towards success, Kat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to clear that energy from past relationships where you feel like you need others, you know, they're, you're dependent on others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, you know, he's glad that you called in. This is a very powerful time for you, okay?
Yeah.
And he wants you to realize the connection between the past, the present, and the future, okay?
Yeah.
There's something that may have been repeating itself, some kind of pattern, okay? And he wants you to have, like I said, the success that you truly deserve. So we want to clear that energy, Kat, okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank you so
much. Oh, you're so welcome, hon. Barbara?
Thank you.
Well, okay, hold on. They're still giving me stuff. So.
Okay.
Talk for another few minutes.
Again, I am so grateful to have both of you in my life. I'm so, so touched and blessed. My mom wants to go to Italy. Like, I think that might throw me off if we go to Italy. I want to stay put for a little bit longer, but I know she really wants to go.
Okay, I'm almost finished.
Okay. Oh, you know what happened the other day? I saw a gorgeous pink light. Was that my father, too?
I'm getting that he comes to you in a variety of ways. And he picks things that will delight you.
Oh.
He likes making you smile.
Yeah, out of nowhere the other day, like a pink light just shone itself on the ceiling of my kitchen. And I'm looking all around and there was no reflection from anywhere. That's amazing. Wow, what spirit can do, what love can do.
Yeah, it is amazing. Okay, so we are going to go through some needs that they've given me for you. So you just need to listen. And at the end, I'll ask you if you're ready to have it all changed. And then you get to say yes out loud. Okay, here we go. I need to accept my power. I need to accept my own goodness. I need to release all past relationships. I need to know that I am not my past relationships. I need to depend on others. I need to let others go. I need to be a leader. I need to be afraid to lead. I need to meet the expectations of others. I need for others to guide my life. I need to be stuck in the past. I need to see the clear path. I need to have the freedom to live. I need to protect myself. I need to trust God. I need to allow myself to be free. I need to be afraid being free. I need to move forward in my life to accept the truth of me. I need to completely love myself. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. If you are ready to have these needs transmuted, transformed in whatever way is for your highest good, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And so they're showing me an image of you going into meditation and asking, is now the time to go to Italy? And accepting whatever answer you get.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
This is about opening up to living from your heart instead of your head.
Yes.
And allowing yourself to create an amazing, truly amazing life. And that's what's waiting for you.
Oh, wow. Yay!
Yeah, this is, I wanted to tell you, you asked about the pink light, and I heard Mother Mary.
Oh, wow.
So that specific incident was Mother Mary. But your dad is having a lot of fun, as Barbara said. He's being very creative and getting your attention, and the pendulum was one of the ways he was having fun with it.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I love you, Patty. Wow.
But as Barbara said, you know what? Ask the questions and trust the answer you're getting, okay?
Yeah.
And be confident in yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Be confident in your work and know that success is coming.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you both so much. Thank you. Peace, love, joy, and happiness to you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Area code 917, are you there? Area code 917-538. Are you there? Okay. I'm going to put them back on hold. And we will move forward to Shoshona.
Hey, girls.
Hi,
Hello,
Shoshona.
How are you doing?
Good, hon. How are you?
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Still having problems or whatever, but I've been into my inner goals, and what a difference it's making in my life.
Yes, yes. That's beautiful, Shoshona. You're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, really beautiful. And your husband is coming in, and he's just saying, you know, everything that you're wanting is really close.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Getting, you know, there may be, like, certain things you're feeling inside. Just let go of it, Shoshona. Let it come out.
Yeah.
You know, don't hold on to it. Let it come out, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting there's still emotions that need to be healed. You know,
well,
and
that's why I work on myself daily.
Well, you're doing an excellent job. You really are. You're amazing. Truly, truly amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. You're, let's see, showing me. Okay. Okay. I was giving everyone I am affirmations, and Ginger and your husband were pulling the same one at the same time. I am walking my path of self-discovery and enjoying each step of my journey.
Okay.
Okay. And
yeah.
You're going to discover you're more powerful than you think. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And know that you're not alone. Okay. I see your husband
yeah.
with, I see a divine team with you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And as well as, you know, people here too that are willing to help you, Shoshona. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So just remember that, you know, when you think you're alone, you're not alone, especially when you need help. Okay. And just
yeah.
ask the angels, you know, to help me with whatever it is, you know, that you're having, you know, some issue with. Okay, Shoshona.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to see what he's showing me. Okay. Okay. And your beautiful husband is just, he's surrounding you with unconditional love, and he's asking
yeah.
that you open your heart to receive it, Shoshona.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I miss him.
Well, he knows, and he's with you. He's not in, you know, the form that you enjoy, but he
yeah.
is with you, and he's helping you to have the freedom that you're looking for, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And he loves your, you know, your mindset is different. He loves that, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like he's going to be there to help you to make your decisions, okay? And he's
yeah.
saying you're deserving of such happiness.
Yeah.
Okay. And just, you know, trust the feelings that you are having presently and allow
okay.
them to guide you, okay? That's what he's saying,
mm-hmm.
you know. Trust what you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What is he showing me? Okay, he's telling me, Shoshona, he's been sending you signs, different signs. So I don't know if you've been seeing them.
No.
Okay, but he is. He's been sending, like, different signs. I mean, you could be driving, you know, it could be a song on the radio. You could be in a store. It could be a conversation, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He has been giving you, like, different signs that he's with you. So he
I
just
smell
wants
alcohol. I smell alcohol when I get in his truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they give us the signs that we remember, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's saying focus on what it is that you're wanting.
Yeah.
Okay, what it is. But he's saying, you know, let your heart guide you, hon.
Yeah.
Okay. He wants you to let your heart
yeah.
guide you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I have, basically. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. I thank you so much for calling in. It was wonderful to connect with you.
Well, thank you, DC.
God bless.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay, Shoshona.
All righty.
List for you. Okay, here we go.
All right.
I need to trust in myself. I need to release my blocks and hesitation. I need to know who I really am. I need to accept myself. I need to know that I am not broken. I need to release any need to fix myself. I need to accept that God created me perfectly. I need to know that I am not alone. I need to focus fully on myself. I need to move out of the past and into now. I need to release all of my past. I need to be free I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to open my heart and fully let go. And if you are ready to allow these needs to be transformed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then simply say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And it is done. How do you feel?
It feels wonderful. Wonderful, Barbara.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, I feel light from the gut.
And I am getting that good things are coming. So keep your eyes open.
All right, I will be.
And allow yourself to receive.
I will.
There's still a little bit there in you that's like, hold on. Let's see if we can get this out. Okay, I need to allow myself to receive. I need to be open to the good that is coming to me. I need to fully accept that I deserve this good. I need to know that I am worthy and I have value. I need to stop being afraid. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. And if you are ready to allow these needs to be transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, say yes.
Yes.
Nice deep breath. Okay, that feels much better.
Yeah, I feel lighter.
Yeah. I don't know what's coming, but it feels like it's going to really be good and you're really going to enjoy it.
All right, my dear. I can hardly wait.
Well,
I'm
enjoy yourself
myself.
While you do.
Oh, I'm boosting myself daily, Barbara. Like I said, this inner gold is huge. I'm up to 100 million. I keep raising myself, the frequency of it.
Wonderful.
Right? So, like I said, every day I go in and I do more, right? And I feel it always from the gut and from the heart.
Wonderful.
Tingling goes on in me, you know?
That's good. That means your
it's
energy
beautiful work.
Is
I love
waking
it.
Up, moving.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Keep letting that happen.
Yeah, and what it is it's your positive shadow. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has negative shadows, but everybody has a positive shadow, and it just needs to be discovered. Right?
Yeah.
So, and that's what I'm working on right now is discovering my positive shadow. So, you know, so it's strong. I love it.
Great.
So, anyhow. All righty.
Well, enjoy yourself.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a great evening. Okay. Bye.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 718.
Hi. Good evening. Good evening, this is Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. What can we do for you?
I need to know two things that's coming up for me this month and the months ahead. One, will I be able to get my own ISS apartment, or not an apartment, or my own house with a community rehabilitation worker that I and with self-direction that I have with? It's people with disability getting their own services.
Okay, and what's the other question?
Will there be any men noticing me, any bisexual men noticing me?
Uh, Okay, let's see what DC is getting.
Hi, Ryan. This is DC. Very nice to connect with you, hon.
All right.
I got a yes for the both questions, okay?
Yeah.
I feel you will get, you know, the housing that you're looking for, and there is, you know, there is going to be some, you know, luck I'm getting in the area of love. It's going to be exciting, okay?
Great.
Yeah, I just feel like this is like a nice time for you. I'm also getting there might be some money coming that you didn't count on. Okay.
What?
I said there might be some money coming as well that you did not count on. There might be money coming, okay?
You know when I'm getting the three?
I don't know. But I was just getting like there, you know, there is possibly some money coming, and you know, the two questions that you asked, I did get a positive response, okay?
So it's good.
All is good. And, you know, just, you know, be more confident in yourself. I feel like, you know, all areas that you're concerned about are going to really be a lot better, okay? There's a lot of positive energy around you, and you radiate this beautiful energy as well, okay? So stay, you know, joyful, stay optimistic.
Yes.
And, you know, just let that positivity, you know, flow from you to others, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, God bless, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Have a beautiful evening.
All right, bye.
Okay, Ryan, I have a few need statements for you. Hold on. They just gave me another one. All right. So I will read these, and then I will ask you if you're willing to accept them or to accept having them changed in whatever way they need to be changed. This is about clearing your energy and the energy around you. Okay, so just listen, and then when I ask the question, you can say yes. Okay.
All right.
I need to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I need to accept that I am attractive. I need to open up to my own guidance. I need to be more confident in myself. I need to accept that I deserve. I need to accept and love myself unconditionally. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go.
Yes.
So if you're
yes.
ready to have these transmuted and transformed in whatever ways for your highest good, say yes one more time.
Yes, 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 yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And I'm hearing that good things are coming. So keep your eyes open and see the good things that are coming, okay?
All right, thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
I will. Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 504. Hi,
hello.
This is
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What can we do for you?
Well, it's been a long time since I called, and I used to be very unhappy about a job I had. And I was bullied, and it's been 3 months, and it was getting worse, so I walked out. But it's I just got another job. I don't know. I'm not thrilled, but for some reason, even though it was unhappy there, I miss the customers. And I am trying to untangle so that I guess I could try something new. It's a very weird thing. I never thought that, you know, I would still be holding on.
Why are you holding on?
I don't know. You have any, maybe when I get to the new job, I'll like it more? Oh, I'm still friends with my top boss. The lady above me was, you know, pressuring me, bullying me. She actually got fired. So even though she's gone, I'm gone too.
You, all right. There is a part of your identity that you have these previous customers attached to.
Okay.
So they help you feel good about yourself. There's a whole mishmash of stuff there.
Okay.
But this is DC's time, so I'm going to shut up.
No, Barbara, that was fine. I agree with what you said, but I'm also getting there's like a repetition. You're stuck in this like energy. You keep, you know, you're repeating. Okay, so
okay.
When you said, you know, trying new things, that's what I was going to say. It's time for you to try new things, because when you do,
right.
you're going to discover something you really love. Okay, I feel like when you go to do something new for some reason, there's like a little bit of resistance.
Yeah.
That you would prefer to stay where you know what you're doing and, you know, and you're, like I said, there's just some fear there, you know, and you have such potential for success. Okay, I'm getting that this is your time. You called in tonight because this is your time to really, you know, think about changing that position that you have presently and moving forward and, you know, there's going to be, you know, money opportunities all around you, but you've got to let go of, you know, that fear of moving forward.
Yeah.
I'm getting, you can work at something you really love, hon, Deb, and you could have, you know, the money's going to follow, okay, but you've got to let go of the fear of, you know, trying something new. Okay?
And embrace,
saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to go forward. I have what it takes. You know, I'm going to be successful. And, you know, and not focus on, you know, on just what you're knowing, okay? Because it's holding you back.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Okay? Yeah, and just, you know, allow your angels to help you to overcome all of this as well. And you're going to see that, you know, you have the ability, you know, to connect with your team and rediscover who you are and what you can do, okay? So
okay.
What I want to do is I want to connect you with Barbara to help you to, you know, stop repeating those cycles and being afraid. And it's going to be so easy. It's the easiest way that you could ever reprogram the way you're doing things, okay?
Should I not speak to my old boss? Because she keeps trying to find ways to work from home because I can't go back into the location I was at or, you know, go to a different location. And that I already have a new job for the holidays. It's doing basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess
I keep hearing new. I do keep hearing new. And
okay.
you're going to have this beautiful change. And I'm seeing this amazing new career path ahead of you, but I'm going to connect you
okay.
now with Barbara. So we're going to sort of, like I said, get rid of those patterns. And
okay.
it's almost like a reprogramming that happens so fast, you're going to feel amazing, okay?
Okay.
Take care, hon.
Hey.
Okay, hold on. All right, so we are going to do some need statements. So just listen to what I say and allow the energies to move as they move. And then I'll ask you the question and you get to say yes. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I need to detach from my past. I need to stop repeating the past. You just listen.
Yes.
You don't have to say anything.
Oh, okay.
I need to be okay with letting go of what is over. I need to release the fear of change. I need to stop overanalyzing my life. I need to stop holding myself back. I need to have the freedom to live my life. I need to stop living in the past. I need to express what is important to me. I need to accept that I am loved and I am guided. I need to know God is on my side. I need to forgive myself for what I've done wrong. I need to accept that God is always on my side. I need to let go of who I have been. I need to see myself from my heart. I need to truly accept who I am. I need to know that I have value. I have worth. I deserve a magnificent life. I need to unconditionally love me. I need to focus on me. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. And if you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels good.
Wonderful.
Feels good. I do want to do something new. I just can't find it. That makes sense.
Well, part of it was because you were holding yourself back, and in order to see what you really want to do, who you really want to be, you have to stop staying stuck in who you've been. So now you should be much more willing to allow yourself to see.
Okay.
So you may want to do a meditation, and you know, you could ask the question, who am I? And just see what comes up.
Okay.
And you may need to ask the question several times, because you will probably give several different answers. But it's one of the ways of exploring yourself and your beliefs and helping you to move forward.
Okay.
And you could also ask, who do I want to be?
Okay.
And they're saying that you benefit from that.
Yeah, because I accepted a job, kind of doing the same, and I'm not really excited, but, you know, I got to bring some money in, and I'm thinking, it's just for Christmas. Just think of it as just for Christmas. So that way, kind of takes the pressure off, you know?
Yeah, but I do see you moving on.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'll... I'm sorry.
No, I see you moving on to something else, so you just need to have a better understanding of what you want to move on to.
Okay, that's why I'm asking. I don't know.
You
but I will
know.
Meditate.
Yeah, the answer is inside of you. You do know. So let
and you've
yourself,
got to connect with your joy, too, hon. When you connect with your joy, you're going to find, you know, where you need to be, where you want to be. What is it that, you know, that makes you happy? Like, is there, like, certain activities that you do that make you happy, that you connect with your joy?
Well, I like... learning about holistic healing. I love reading like about it. You know, I bought some healing sound, the tongs, the tuning forks. I like oils. I like Reiki. All that stuff is really fascinating to me. And I've seen, you know, really big changes and wow, it's almost like I experiment with it, if that makes sense. And it's just like, I'm like a scientist, like, oh, that is really cool. That works, you know, and then
I do feel when you can
know
put that
who
beautiful.
You want to be.
Side,
you're
you know,
a healer.
She is a healer, yes.
But it's so, you know, you're just like, it's not like, you know.
And you were saying, like, with the tuning forks and different things, I was getting energy healer, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in this day of COVID and things like that, you're just like, okay, that's just,
well, you know,
like,
what?
Thank
I,
God.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, you could connect with so many people and you don't even have to leave your house. You know what I'm saying? You can do it over, you know, over Skype. You can do it. There's so many different platforms. But I do feel like there's a spiritual part of you that wants to just jump forward and say, you know, I am a healer or whatever it is that really sets your soul on fire. I'm also getting flowers. You have a very beautiful connection with flowers.
I've been painting a flower right in front of me right now.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm getting as well. So you're discovering. You are discovering, you know. So just keep discovering, you know. And maybe maybe after, you know, the holidays, you'll have a clearer path. But keep painting and keep connecting with all of that stuff, because that's helping you to get on the path that's going to bring you the path of joy.
Okay.
You know, you're getting there. You are getting there.
It's just you feel like when you're late middle age, you're just like, oh, wow, this is really taking a long time. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, you know what? Everybody's on their own time schedule, you know, and I myself, I didn't connect with this journey until, you know, my kids left, you know, and got married and had their own families.
Oh, okay.
So you know, it's just, it's a personal thing with everybody. There's no set, you know, time frame or age, you know?
Yeah, I do hold my back, myself back, because I just get scared. I really get scared.
Yeah. Well, you're getting there. Like I said, that painting and, like, all that different, you know, all the stuff, the tuning forks, all the spiritual stuff is really going to help you to go forward. So even though you're, you know, you're doing a job that you really don't love, even the holiday job is something that really sets your soul on fire. Just connect it, you know, keep connecting with all the spiritual stuff that you're doing, and it's going to help you really to get on the path that's going to bring you that path of joy.
Okay?
And as we, you know, connect with that path and do what we love, you know, the money does follow. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so keep doing what you're doing. And as you're, you know, as you're painting, because I feel the energy of the painting, you are connecting, you know, with the divine and different things, you know, through the beautiful colors. Do you play music as you're painting as well?
I'm going to, yeah. No, I was listening to the show, and I was going to do it. I just sat on the floor and just tried to start watercoloring just to get,
yeah,
like,
that's beautiful.
Get
I mean,
it
that,
going.
That, the angels are saying, you know what, you're doing a great job. Don't doubt yourself. Just keep going forward. Okay?
Okay.
And it was the angels that even, like, encouraged you to paint, okay? So make sure that you put aside time weekly to do, you know, the stuff that you love. And you're going to connect with the divine, and it's going to get easier, you know, for you to find where you need to be. You're going to have, you know, the clarity that and the guidance that you're needing.
Okay.
Even if it's through that watercolors, it's going to work. I do feel like you may even at some point, you know, want to go back to school for a course or something, you know, but there is like schooling is in your future as well. It could be online
course. I'd like to take that, like another sound healing class, because a lady I took, she was just like a hit and run kind of class.
Yeah, Well, there you go. You know, just, you know, you'll find the right class, you know, but let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Take care now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. And we will move on to our next caller from area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Nathaniel again. I was just still
well, why
didn't
you have your hand up if you were just listening?
Well, I'm actually, if you have time for another reading, it would be even better.
Well, we still have some other people we haven't gotten to yet.
Okay.
So let us move on, and then, because Blog Talk is going to cut us off eventually. Okay, so we will go to the caller from area code 551.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Brittany.
Say your name again.
Brittany.
Brittany. Hi, Brittany. What can we do for you tonight?
I just wanted to know about just career and what you get for me as far as new employment.
Okay. Hi, Brittany. It's DC, hon. It's very nice to connect with you.
Hi, DC.
Okay. When you were saying, you know, about new employment and things, I was hearing the word stress and tension.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've got to let go of that so you can connect and, you know, find what it is that you're wanting. Okay. I do see something coming up for you, a new position, okay? You know, times may have been a little hard, but that, you know, that timing is changing. You've got to stay grounded, and I see you going forward to something that's really going to, you know, make you feel better, okay? You're going to have, you know, the money that you're wanting, okay? You've got to stay optimistic.
Okay. Now, question. I get employment very easily.
Okay.
I'm just finding what I like. I had two interviews last week, and then I have two this week. Do you know which one will I get?
Okay. So you have two this week?
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday.
Okay. Okay, I got a maybe for both of them, and I just feel like, you know, you've got to stay a little bit more grounded, and you've got to let go of the emotions and the stress and things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, Brittany, the angels are saying, you know, it's time for you to work smarter, not harder. You know, when you see the two jobs ahead of you, like, which one do you visualize yourself at?
Well, the one on Monday sees more of what I would like.
Okay.
It's remote. So I think I like the one for Monday the most. And I'm
okay.
Just trying to see if this location where I'm currently at, the region, is this a good location for me?
Okay. You know what? I'm just getting your energy. There's something with your energy, hon. You've got to let go of, like, what you're holding on to. So the energy that you have within you, it's going to go with you wherever you go, okay? You've got to clear the energy first, honey. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to clear that energy, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Barbara?
Hold on just a second. I'm still writing down what they're giving me. Okay. So one of the things that I'm getting about you, Brittany, is that you distance yourself from your own life. It's like you are sitting on the sidelines watching your life play out, but you're not in the game. So it's like there's a gap between you and your life. And so we're going to do some need statements that they gave me, and we'll see what this brings. Okay. So just listen to the statement, and then when I ask the question, you say yes and you breathe. Okay, here we go. I need to believe in myself and my abilities. I need to figure out what I love. I need to be more involved in my own creations. I need to allow myself to be more knowing of my life. I need to be in my own power. I need to clear my energy. I need to live my own life. I need to be an active participant in my life. I need to stop pushing my life away. I need to release the fear of living. I need to stop holding myself back. I need to stop being concerned of what other people will think or say. I need to trust my own heart. I need to open to myself. I need to know that I can do it. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. And if you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, then say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay. It feels like puzzle pieces are falling into place. How do you feel?
Okay.
So this is going to kind of wake you up because it's almost like you're sleepwalking your life. So just notice what changes. And if anything comes up and you need to talk to us again, you know, we're here every Sunday evening. But you do have a wonderful team that is going to be working with you while you go through this. Okay?
Okay. Now that I'm clear, is it, can DC read me better?
I don't know if they're going to show anything different, DC.
The only thing that I did here was career change.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. Do you see?
I heard that very clearly, hon, just career change. I mean, the positions that you are, you know, you're applying for presently are not going to be the career change that you're wanting, okay? So you've just got to, you know, you've got to let, you know, this beautiful team that came in keep working with you and really help you to embrace, you know, all the beautiful talents and abilities that you have. I feel something wonderful is going to, you know, take place for you.
Well, do you know if it's more of the nursing?
Okay, if it's what, honey? I couldn't hear you.
More of the nursing?
What do you mean?
For the career change?
Okay, the career change is going to happen. It's not going to, like you said, your energy is changing now. Okay, so you've got to just, you know, you've got to keep embracing, like, the energy that's helping you. I don't know exactly, you know, what area you're going to go in. You've got to, you've got to connect with your joy continually. And when you connect with your joy, it's going to help you to get on the path that you were, you know, that your soul wants you to be on.
Okay.
So think about, like, this new position with your heart. You know, what brings you joy? Okay?
Okay.
And feel like it's going to be a contract. You sign a contract. You know, there's going to be money. You might even do something, you know, part-time. But it's going to be wonderful. And you're the one that's going to create this beautiful life of yours. Not, you know, not us telling you what you're going to do. You're going to create it, okay?
So just welcome, you know, all these beautiful, you know, all I'm getting opportunities that are coming your way, okay?
Okay. Thank
and they're
going
to just naturally. So it, you don't have to keep overthinking things, okay?
Yeah, I have so many different options. I'm just trying to see what would be the best one.
Okay, well, you know what? Take some time to think about them, but connect with your joy as well. Make time to connect with your joy, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, and our next caller is Mary Code 443.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Suzanne.
You say Susanna?
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Yes.
Well, I stuck a nuh on you. Okay.
Okay.
What can we do for you, Suzanne?
I just would like to know what you see for me for my upcoming journeys.
Okay. Well, this is DC, Suzanne, and I'm getting you're going to connect with your inner greatness.
Ooh.
Okay. It's sort of like, you know, you've got to take time to, you know, connect with you, to go within, and really give yourself, you know, the love and time that you truly deserve, okay? You have so much to offer the world, and I feel like you're going to finally get in touch with that.
Wow.
You're very intuitive, you know? You're very, very intuitive. You know, and you're worthy of all the good that's coming your way, hon. You truly are.
Thank you.
That's what I was picking up. I'm going to turn it over to Barbara. God bless. And please stay connected and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on. All right. So we are going to do the needs that they're showing me for you. And you just listen, and when I ask the question, then you get to say yes. Okay, here we go. I need to accept myself. I need to accept my inner greatness. I need to allow my life to get better and better. I need to accept that I deserve. I need to know my worth. I need to live from my heart. I need to accept that I am the one creating my magnificent life. I need to allow myself to change. I need to allow myself to be loved. I need to fully embrace who I am. I need to stand in my power. I need to create who I am being. I need to accept that my time is now. I need to love myself. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. And if you are ready to have these needs transmuted, transformed in whatever way is for your highest good, then say yes. Now it's your turn to say yes.
Oh, I did say yes. I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't hear me.
Well, I have to hear it.
Well, I thought you heard it. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And take a nice, deep, deep breath. And so it is done. Okay, it feels like you're just floating on this tranquil sea now. How do you feel?
I feel great, actually. Thank you.
And they're showing me a vision that things are going to come into your awareness, opportunities, and you're going to get to decide which ones you accept, which ones you don't. And they're showing me a vision of you standing, you're standing in your power, and you are making your choices from your heart, knowing what is best for you first. And it feels really good. So let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much. It's very powerful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you're supposed to do something fun. Do you like to dance?
No, but I do. But I like to just play with my grandchildren.
Well, I see you moving to music. You can do that with your grandchildren.
I would do that with them. I wouldn't do that anywhere else.
Yeah, do it with them then. Just have fun and move with music, because that helps
okay,
them as well.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
great.
You. Smile on my face. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, and our last caller is from area code 856. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria.
How are you?
Good, hon. How are you?
A little bit better. I just, they never returned my call, so I kind of cursed them out pretty much, but that's besides the point. I'm wondering why I'm in this position why I don't have a good relationship and it's not working, or why I'm not in my job yet. Why is it taking forever?
Okay. Rosemaria, what I'm getting, you've got to stay focused on what you're wanting, okay?
Right.
You're the most important person in your life.
Right.
And I'm getting, this is, you know, you've got to focus on you. You know, in regard to a relationship, in regard to a job, visualize what it is that you are wanting. You're a great manifester. You can manifest the life of your dreams. You really can. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting the word balance. You need a little bit of balance, you know, in your life. And you need a little time to have fun. Okay? And, you know, as we're connecting, you're holding on to so much stress and there's so much anxiety. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a ton of it. So what I want to do is I want to help, you know, I want to have Barbara come in and help you before we drop off, okay? To help you
right.
get rid of that anxiety and stress and, you know, make you feel good and then help you to get back on track, hon. Okay?
All right.
God bless.
Okay. Everybody do your new statement, so just listen. And when I ask the question, say yes so that I can hear it. And
okay.
We go from there. Okay. Here we go. I need to open to myself. I need to give
yes.
myself permission to release the fear. I need to release the stress and anxiety. I need to know that I can do it. I need to know who I am. I need to accept that this is my life and I create it. I need to open my life to the flow. I need to allow things to change quickly and easily. I need to stop holding back. I need to stop second guessing myself. I need to know that I deserve love, abundance, joy, whatever brings me happiness. I need to give myself permission to smile and be happy. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go. If you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then say yes. Is that a yes? Rose Maria, is that a yes?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Okay.
That's a yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And so they're showing me an image of the walls that you had built up around yourself shattering. So you have this beautiful sense of freedom. So you get to decide who you're going to be and what you're going to experience next. How does that feel?
Good. Better.
Good. Remember that God, the universe, whatever terminology works for you, is always with you and is always on your side and is always doing what you will allow them to do to make your life better. So if you see that your life is not changing, you need to make sure that you don't have beliefs that say that it can't. Because if you say that it can't, you're not accepting the assistance that they are providing. The support is there. The love is there. Everything you desire is there. But you have to be willing to say yes to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been ready for it. To change. That makes sense.
Okay, so start saying yes more.
Got it.
Okay. And let us know how it goes.
Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, DC. Well, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 callers.
Wow, what a show. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really, really beautiful. Well, I thank everyone that called in and everyone that listened. And Barbara, it feels good to connect with you and have an amazing show.
Yes, and it feels good to connect with you too.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night. We'll be back next week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.